Hello everyone, welcome again to another episode of The Journey With Midday. We are going to be doing something a little bit different in this episode. So it's a bonus episode and we're going to be talking about fashion in this episode. And it's very different from what we talk about normally. So this is The Journey With Midday, right? It means that every episode I come here to share is because I'm going through a particular phase in my life and I'm bringing lessons and concepts from it. Well, the phase I'm at right now in my life is looking good and investing in looking good. So I have a background in fashion, right? I think about three, four years ago, I actually wanted to be a model. So I registered into model management. I mean, I got into the model academy. I really went all out in it, right? Took a couple of pictures, and I was just really, you know, doing all those things, hitting the gym. I really took it serious. And I mean, I have the body, I have the looks. You should see me. Fine man. Anyways, I became a tech bro. Definitely. And then one of the attributes of tech bros is they don't care about how they look, so they just wear whatever, right? And then, you know, they're good to go. But this year, I had like a reminisce of how I used to be so intentional about the things that I wore 3-4 years ago. And I told myself, okay, let's go back into looking great. Let's go back into looking good. Let's go ahead and invest into looking good. And then I went ahead and did that. And so because I became more intentional about the things that I was wearing, I also became more intentional about looking at what other people were wearing. And then I just realized that there's this certain divide, you know, between how intentional women actually dress now and versus men. And then I started seeing trends where men are really putting in the efforts. Men are really, you know, I mean, when men want to look great, they really go all out, right? In killing any outfit, any attire, whatever it is. But on the other side, for women, I felt like there's this level of like a desco approach to it. Like, you know, there's now little efforts, you know. Women don't want to put in the effort we know that they used to put in some time ago. And then I just started having the opinion that I think men do this fashion thing better. So I took that opinion. I went on my WhatsApp story and then I put it out there. I was expecting the lash from ladies. Like, I was expecting ladies to come at me and then tell me, oh, I'm wrong, or I'm sexist, or I'm misogynist, like, whatever. But women agreed. I was shocked. Like, I saw ladies commenting like, yes, I'm right. Men look so good when they get intentional about what they wear and things like that. And I was like, oh, wow. So I wanted to really, you know, emphasize on this conversation. I wanted to really know exactly what was going on in this conversation. So throughout this episode, you're going to be hearing two guests I brought. I brought Dolakwo and I brought Chika. They are two fashion enthusiasts in my network, so I'm bringing them and pitching them against each other to have the discussion about who really rocks this fashion thing, men or women. All right, let's get into it. So without further ado, welcome again to The Journey With Midday. I know where I was, this is where I am, and together we're about to find out where I am going to be.
Hello. My name is Dolakwo Oshikoya, and I'm a full-time product manager. And there's this thing they call fashionista. So I think I'm a fashionista. And yeah, but I will agree to the fact that I'm a lifestyle artist. So let me put it that way.
Moving on to Tika. It is Lefton. Release yourself.
Hi, my name is Tika Kumar, and I'm a business owner, fashion fashion enthusiast. I mean, fashion is a lifestyle that I think we can embrace. So that's my niche.
Okay, so I brought these two amazing people to discuss fashion. I've titled this episode, Fashion in Man's Business. And I think I'm kind of tilting towards that particular point. I mean, I was... So I think before we got into the episode, I was telling you a bit about my background, and I was telling you about this period where I was actually a model, and I was thinking about, you know, pursuing fashion as like a side career or something like that. Of course, I got into tech, all of those dreams disappeared. And I mean, I just thought about it again, like early this year, and I was like, okay, let's start looking back into this business of fashion, and not just the business, but appearance, and of course, looking into how we can improve the fashion statements in the country here. So, I mean, I've even thought about investing into some businesses in fashion as well. So, I then I started becoming more intentional about my appearance and my wares as well. And then of course, because I got intentional about myself, I started intentionally looking at other people, checking out what they wear, so I can probably like take some lessons, learn from them, and say, well, you combine this way, and let me see if I can try that out, you know, something like that. And then I saw something on the other side. I saw the people that, you know, put in little on it, but not to be rude or anything, because I mean, I was once like that. And then I tried to do like a ratio between the ladies and the guys, and I felt like, I think I enjoy, I know I'm a guy, but like, of course, if there were ladies that were really doing something amazing, I'm sure I would have seen it too, right? I've definitely seen some ladies doing some things too, right? I mean, that's why we actually got here. So, yeah, and then I was going into the business. It was time to actually get my hands into the fashion business itself. So I went to start doing some research, some market research about how fashion businesses scale. And then I realized that more men own fashion businesses than women. So that was the first shock I got. So I'm just going to piggyback off that realization, and then just put it out to you guys. Something about men, I'm like, I'll kind of like dare to the chica first. Like, men hold more fashion businesses than women, but 84% more women go to fashion school than men. What exactly is going on here? Is it the business or is it the fashion?
Okay, I think right now it's the business, because if women own fashion business, then they're being managed by women. I mean, we are good managers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting angle. Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, sometimes you might have the money, but you just have to like take a step back, let the women handle this, because you know that they're going to do a great job with the publicity, with the branding, and all of that. So,
it's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting. So I think what I'm trying to say, what we have just said, is that men own these businesses not because they actually do the fashion thing. They just run the business. And then we have people that are actually maybe producing the wares, in charge of like design, yeah, and all of those things at the other side. Okay, so Drapo, what would you say to this? Do you agree with what she has said, or do you think that men actually really rock this fashion thing?
Actually, I think men rocked it. Like, come on, what? Women see it as just a thing, like they just have to, because of their gender, they feel they have to dress, and the way they dress, they just want to like dress that way. But men, the intentionality about putting those things up, and you know, the old masculine that surrounds it, the confidence you wear, putting up that face, putting up that appearance to show up out there, come on, if you do something so well, talking about, you know, do fashion so well that you want to make it a business. I mean, do you want to manage and not own? What? No, let's just talk about it. Sure. Let's go there.
I'm not afraid to shake any waters. But I think what you said, that I think is interesting. I think maybe it's kind of pre-questionary. I have a background in fashion. I mean, when I was like, you know, doing SI modeling and all of that, I'm looking to go back into fashion, but I know I can't. I probably didn't have the time or mental ability to maybe go for shoots or start some, you know, putting together these ways. I can focus on keeping my appearance at, you know, above standard, just making sure I'm investing looking good. But I still enjoy fashion. So instead of
doing it, I want to run one business. So talking about the business, I think that's where I agree with you. I think I kind of like lean towards your end is the fact that I have my money in this business also. I'm not making the wares. I'm not designing. I'm not doing any of those things. But I'm making sure that this business actually succeeds, right? So from purchasing all the materials up to even the serial process, I'm totally on top of making sure we do this. And when it comes to the plans and the ideas of what we're building, so what the kind of fashion business I'm about to build is very, very tailored to a particular sector of people and even gender. So it's very tailored. Now, coming back to the reality I had of why men, I feel like men dress or feel rock outfit better than women. Okay, I'm just going to spill the beans. The brand I'm working on is tailored to ladies, because I feel if ladies are not really coming up, don't worry, I'm going to solve your problem. Yeah, and my problems are just started. Yeah. So I felt I'm going to solve your problem, and I'm going to dress you up. I'm going to, and I just met a lady who also has the exact same trend. I want to dress ladies up. I'm like, fine, let's sit together, right? So that goes to the question that what exactly happens when a lady dresses up? Yeah, here's what I'm asking. So on Tuesday, when I put out this post on my WhatsApp, I got a lot of feedback. But the surprising thing is that every single lady that replied me agreed to what I said. They did agree that men rock outfits better than women. I'm going to read comments exactly as they said it. Now, this lady says she likes to watch the, this Get Ready With Me thread online. She prefers watch males Get Ready With Me. I'm not done. Another person says that women become too confused about so many things, that there's like a lot of ideas and they do not know what to choose, such that when they eventually choose something, off.
It's not off.
Yeah, it's off.
I don't agree.
They have so many options.
Yeah, we do have so many options, right? Yeah. That's because you have too many clothes. Well,
too many clothes that you don't end up knowing how to put together.
True,
true, then that's it.
No, two, I agree. Like, but then I think it's intentionality, right? I don't think you want to go out and then you're not going to prepare it and
your gender and not intentional about how they show up outside. True, yes,
true, cool. Yeah.
Let's check. Let's speak, yeah,
me too. Yeah, but then it's just very few people that are interested. But I feel like fashion is a lifestyle, we should embrace it. And then probably because they're not so many female have the time. I don't even think it's the time, because I mean, now there are too many videos for you to watch and get your style. But I just feel like they don't have the strength dressing up to go out the whole lot. Like, you have to prepare mentally for that, and I'm very serious. So probably when the day, let's say for example, you have an event and then the day is approaching, you might even get to that and be like, okay, I don't want to wear this. It's not that you don't have to vote. Probably because you don't have the ginger or the vibe, or you feel like you're not doing it. So I think fashion tips, more videos and more encouragement from like if my fellow females that are into it would help them to put more interest into doing that.
So if you're recommending tips and tricks and all these videos, so does that mean you kind of agree that women don't get it right?
No, 100%.
Maybe they spend most of the time doing the makeup parts.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That. And then they forget the main thing that they're supposed
to. Interesting. Look, this is an interesting thing. Wow, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's not a comment. But to be honest, I like that particular comment being this off. So there was this particular comment I also got. And then this lady says when she gets confused about her wares, she prefers to ask other guys, like her male friends, what to wear. than her female friends, because she feels like every time she asks the female friends, she does get more confused than she was in the first place. So I'm also going to put this question to you, Dalak Warren. What do you think about men's choice when it comes to dressing well?
Okay, I think men's choice, it's more where are you going to? Where you are going to? What are you going to do there? Because there are times even as, you know, as a guy, you get overdressed. You are well-dressed, but you get overdressed for that particular occasion. Against a club party, you are really the baller. I don't think you want to wear corporate, so you don't get mixed up for the bouncer. Exactly. If you are really the baller, so you don't get mixed up for the bouncer. So it's all about where you are going to, what are you going to do there. So that's where the whole dressing starts from. You know, you get to think about, okay, this is me going to this place. I have to show up in this way, this manner. You don't want to go for a corporate, really, really corporate setting or wear a lace, you know, it's fashion. But still, you don't want to do that. Come on. It's just true of like, just take everything off the balance for me. So that's,
yeah, I think that's true. Because I'm thinking about how I dress, I spend a lot of time. See, the very small thing that I do, and that's why I agree very much when you say, preparing and also it takes a lot of time. I spend a lot of time dressing up. And it is why, for the period of my life where, I mean, we're talking about this off record, the period of my life where I didn't care about how I looked was mostly because I work, if I have to be maybe in class, or maybe there's a test because the person, because the person in it. So maybe there's a test at 12, right? I am most likely walking to your level 45. So that 15 minutes window space, I just grab. Exactly. I just grab. So, because of why is my test?
Exactly.
So I have no, I don't care about who that's what seen me the experience. I want to write a test, and that's all I want to come back.
Exactly.
Right. I don't spend anymore. I don't spend time. You know, I don't spend time.
I'll be saying
that I don't do all of that.
That's because on what she wants to go to the
yeah, right. Because that's what I want to do. So it's not care about where I'm going to or
what she wants.
But literally, just this every time I start getting more curious about these things, and then I know myself. I know that I'm not going to stop walking to level 45. I'm not going to stop walking by 11 because I want to pick out the dress. I know myself. I'm not going to do that. So I picked out way earlier, right? So I go to church Sunday, right? Before Sunday, my Friday, and today, tomorrow now, I'll start arranging my race and things like that. So let's bring it back to women having time to prepare an outfit. So only plan an outfit 2 weeks before the...
So what... Exactly. All right.
So what were you not planning?
Like...
I mean, I think I've seen a lot of ladies pull some things off in weddings, go to some event, or just cool social media. I see a lot of things. I see a lot of repeat.
Styles.
This gown, this shoe. I'm already expecting a heel. By the time I swipe, and I'm expecting one long week. This was very predictable. Exactly. Predictable, and I feel like it's pleasing. So all of these plans, as also women that have more options, how does this relate to what they wear? How do you actually make this decision since they have some more
longer time?
Yeah, they have a longer time to prepare. How do you think that affects the decision in the long run?
Plans are for cost,
like yeah, think about a lot. So there are two things here. I think ladies spend more time preparing for outfits than men.
Yeah.
Generally. Also, ladies have more options than men.
Yeah.
So if you have more time and more options, why can't you be dust?
Still, I think the problem is not making time, because I think one of the most important things in fashion is make out time to search for brands, to search for styles.
Yeah.
So I think because it just used to be conventional slits and up shoulder, down, I think that's just so they don't want to go extra. And then the only extra they can go is probably just the bust part, just review and all of that. So I feel like they don't do what is expected. They don't search Because I mean, going to Pinterest, you didn't get a lot in what of styles.
Yeah.
Even color combination, colors that you never imagined like look so great on you. And then I think knowing your skin tone and your style is very important. So I don't think people put that, like, take that into consideration.
Yeah.
What's my style? What do I want? How do I want to look?
That's 100%, I believe, as well, because, okay, I'm noticing something now. There's this corset pandemic.
At this point, I feel like they should ban that.
Wow.
Because, yeah. I mean, I feel it's not comfortable. Why do I have to wear a coat and I will not be able to sit down? I will not be able to eat because I'm wearing the clothes. So I feel it's just, and fashion is comfort. As long as you're comfortable with what you're wearing, then that's fashion. But if you're not, that's not fashion.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, it was one of the things I saw this period, and I just copied it.
You can't go like that. No way.
So I was in this corset pandemic, and then I remembered the so many other series of things that we have seen that every woman want. I mean, we saw the Brazilian hair era, we saw the human hair era. Exactly. And yeah, all of these things are great, no doubt. But I think, do you think that a lot of men like to do what maybe some top celebrities do or like to join the wave and, you know, these things? Why I'm saying this is, I think for men, to be honest, for men, I believe that for men, it's they can pull it off because there are fewer options and just get this.
Get fewer options, greater results.
Exactly. Like, spat there.
I see what you mean there.
To get this split, and then you just get to figure it out from there. So, it's true for me. When I wanted to head back into, being intentional about all this, and that was just the first thing I did. Because I remember the tips we got when I used to model, like, the first set of shots we did, like, bit of accent pink suits, right? And that was just it. So, I got the suits. I got two different suits, and then I just started fixing it up from there. And then from there, I went, okay, without the suit, and I just, like, you know, changing stuff. So I know for men that fewer options
has it. Great
time results. Great results. Yeah, I agree to that.
Do you think men really like follow the trend? So they don't care about, oh, what looks good. For men, if everybody wears a suit right now, there's a level of, you look better automatically.
Yeah,
that is even more. See, yes. Automatically. But for them, I don't think it's exactly the same. Somebody will wear a gown to look so great at it. Another lady will wear the exact same gown, and you'll be wondering why.
Exactly. But I think, why, like you said, they just want to follow the trend. Adults. It's long gone. Because over time, these things will outcome. But what remains is your style, your kind of fashion, your definition of what you know.
Right.
Because why do you have to stress? Like, why do you have to go through a lot of stress just to be in the know? I just want to be like, this is what is raining. Let me do it. And at the end, you're like, so why did I even do it? When, I mean, I had other options to go for, like, I had other things to wear that would have looked so great on me, bro. Well, they
want
to do better.
And Jane,
I'd like to personalize this better, and not just for me, I mean, to you guys as well. So I'm going to start from the door. Well, what's your style?
My style? Okay. I better have a sense of that. My style is looking good. Like, when I say looking good now, putting all your attention to making good, because on the long run, your style defines who you are, perception of people, who you are. So my style, I would say looking good, but like corporate, is corporate. You know, as you've said before, there's this relative definition of, oh, you look okay, and we're way on corporate, you know, so just that's it.
Leonard, this particular quote, I really like that you started using lately as you continue to grow in this your lifestyle art. Is that it? I can't really remember. I remember something about looking good is like the look good, the address good, something like that. But I can't remember the quote in Safi. Well,
my head right now.
Yeah. But if I remember it, I'll talk about it again. So yeah, that's your style. So how are you, Chika? What's your style?
Said looking good, and then of recent, I'm getting falling in love with pant trousers, suit trousers. I don't know, because I feel it's something that you can combine both with like t-shirts, with shirts, with a lot of things. So it's just color combination and what you're combining the trousers with. So I think that alone is simple, simplicity.
Yeah.
So that, and then shoes, like love for. I wouldn't say I don't like heels, but sometimes heels don't go with every kind of dress. So, sneakers and loafers, yeah.
Definitely loafers. I think they're right on that way you say loafers. Chest.
Hey. That's amazing to hear. All right. So I have another complicated question to ask. So, of course, I'm a scientist. Whether I like to admit it or not. So yes, I started looking at the studies. I mean, actual studies of dresses and how they stimulate our thoughts in terms of confidence, in terms of how other people perceive us. And Draco said something very important here that the way you dress how you perceive. Yeah, and I think that another thing you see very seldomly. I like it, and I'm trying to maybe use some of those things into my life, which is perception is reality.
Yeah.
And although I initially had a very, very opposing mindset about it until I started reading some things recently, and I figured that studies actually do see that people will continue to hold on to their perception and over set the facts that you present to them. But yeah, it's crazy.
That's
also what it is. So since it's that way, and then we know that the way we dress actually gives certain perception to other people.
Yeah.
So there was a study, and this study has been done since the 1980s, and apparently in 2023, that value is still very funny. This is like based on research I actually did check this out. And this study was actually about how men dress and its effect on men. So this is an example of the study. They brought a couple of female athletes, right, in athletic attires, like, you know, maybe the shorts, whatever, you know, but they were dressed in their athletic uniforms, right? And then they presented these ladies to, let's say, out of 100 other women, right, college women, and then they showed 50 of them. They were dressed in their athletic attires. What do you think about these women? And then they were like, oh, she's confident, she's strong, she's this, that, so many amazing, of course, she's smart. She probably is not, she probably does not have a home in terms of like, oh, because she's a career woman and things like that. You know, that's like a summary of what they perceived about this particular woman. And then they gave the other 50 college women, the same exact ladies, but in the forget about her this time, like they were wearing skimpy dresses, you know. But there's something I want us to take note of here. When you wear your athletic uniform, the almost the exact same part of the body that is exposed is very similar to being part of the body that will be exposed when you're wearing a provocating dress.
Yeah.
And they give the other 50 women these female athletes in the provocating dress, and then you should hear the comment. Of course, they were comments like, oh, she's so pretty, she's attractive. And then there were comments like, oh, she's probably very sexually active, or this person is, you know, probably would not keep her home, or would have extramarital affairs. Like, those are terrible comments if summary that they gave. So I'm saying this specifically to women, because by the time the same test was done on men with the same scenario, right, the result was the same, in the sense that 50 the women, the college men this time around, college men said, oh yeah, this man is strong, is this, is that. And then they brought the same man wearing something casual. And they're like, yeah, I mean, like, there was no much difference between the perception of what they thought about these two different men, right? But the only difference was when they showed the same men to women felt, oh, the only thing that women differentiated was, oh, this guy's probably rich, and this guy's probably not rich.
Men and one.
Let's not begin that this study was done in 1984. And now, most of we hear this particular study that I'm just sharing, it's great to, I don't know what the reaction will be. But the studies that have been done this year, 2023, relate back to that, and then they are confirming that it is still there, still the same. Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to ask you this in terms of women. What do you think? What do you think now versus that study? And I'm going to ask you in terms of men. Right, but I'd like to go first. Like, what do you think about that study? And what do you think now? How do you see women, and how do they speak to you? And then also like, if you can tell me, what's the best way you'd see your woman in? Right? Yeah.
My woman. And
so let's start from the study. What do you think about ladies, and then kind of on closely where, and how do you perceive women based on their attires?
Okay, I kind of have this notion about women and how they show up. In terms of what you have going on for you, how you show up. Because me being a fashion person, you know, I kind of think if you are showing up like this, something is literally happening. And yet, to really catch my attention, show up looking corporate as a lady, show up in your palazzo, your skirt, looking nice shirt. Don't come at me wearing round neck and slippers and yes, let me to give you my attention. No, I wouldn't even do that. Like, I would have to think twice and check my time if I have enough to share with you at that point. But trust me, if you are looking so corporate, I literally would take off my wristwatch to attend to you, so I don't monitor my time. But then what am I trying to say? You see, there's this perception, so going back to perception, to about women, how we show up, because It's more like speaks well of you. Like, you have a thing going on for you. You show up looking all nice, smell nice, and then looking corporate, not really corporate, casual corporate too, but different from with the same, you know, study you shared about putting them athletic thing together, and you just show up like, oh, pick me up, let's go for a party. It's a whole different ball game. So it's has influence on how they just show up. So I'll put that there like that.
Interesting. Amazing. So, yeah. So, Chika, I'll ask you what you think about the perspective of men. Do you think you would, in the first way you see a man, you most likely judge based on his looks, how influential, wealthy, or, you know, his kind of persona he has?
Okay. I'm not sure I'm going to judge based on wealthy or born. Your dressing speaks a lot. Seeing if you're dressed the way you dress. So for instance, I mean, you're going somewhere, probably an occasion, and you're putting on shorts.
Yeah.
Why are you putting on shorts? I mean, I like guys on shorts, but for this occasion, for this event, why are you putting on shorts? It's a turn off. And it's not going to say, it's like, it's not passing the message of wealthy or not, because I mean the expensive shot, but your thought process, didn't you think about where you are coming to and how people are going to look at you? So I feel like dressing, like I said, it requires mental preparation. So if you just wake up one day, like just wash out of your house, going somewhere and looking somehow, I mean, probably we're going to give you the attention that you deserve. And I remember, I think on one of Timmy Lobau posts, like, let your dressing be your card. Suggesting that when they see you, they're going to attend to you.
Yeah.
Regardless if you are with your company's card or not. But the way you are dressed, you're going to give them the attention that you think you deserve. So you can start spiral from that.
I like that line you hear. You know, how you dress to make sure you get what you deserve. So if you want to walk into somewhere, be a millionaire.
Just exactly. We maybe are not a millionaire yet. Just dress like this.
And it's going to give them the idea, yeah. Like, yeah, if you give, you're going to like manage this. But you just dress up, you're like, I don't think you're in the right place. Probably you missed your way.
Or you can be bounced.
Well, okay, this has been super, super interesting. I think very key takeaways I've noted from here is that people need to know their style, whether it's ladies or females. Generally, I don't think that it's a very huge divide, honestly, between men and women. I think what we've been able to establish is that truly men have fewer items, and they, I think it gets easier to combine them. And even when you repeat them, still looks,
you still rock it.
Yeah, you still rock it. And I think I've seen this off record too, where I was saying, like, oh, I was watching this particular guy who says, just 16 items in your wardrobe, you should be able, that should be enough. You create your wardrobe out of just 16 items. I don't think ladies can do that.
But we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, let me take
my have five wardrobes, but still not ready for any occasion, like still not prepared.
Okay, that's a lie.
You say that's a lie.
For instance, no. I mean, I used to have plenty. But when I was going this section, I made the decision not to bring too many clothes that I'm not going to wear. So what is there? What I'm going to wear? I'm just going to change the styling and color combination. So I think it relates to that same thing. If you have 16 clothes, you can make something out. You just have to be creative. Thing. There are different ways. And then the fashion, the styles that we see, it was just somebody randomly coming up to like, this thing will look great. Let me read and take a picture. I will see that, okay, it's nice. So it's the same thing. We can do that. Just randomly pick up something, combine it. And you see, with time, you will like making. You have a signature style
out there, yeah. Amazing. So I'm going to close off this particular. This was the last comment I got when I made this post on Tuesday, and Faye might be upset about it. Okay. And then this person says that women are the way they dress, even if one man's gym can clothe them for 15 days. And do I think it's true? I think to a degree it's true that men's wear is actually like very, very expensive than
okay, set to a degree. But still, I do not agree to that.
Shirts cost $40
and so gowns cost how much?
Gowns. Okay. Oh, thank you. Gown.
Gown is it?
Okay. That's all.
Yeah, gown. About already. Just my
shirt. Now that
and buy that
gown. That.
And that's because to wear a pad. I'm just to wear my shoes. I've got to wear my jewelries.
That's
gown. Okay, that's because it will have too many things to wear. Oh, probably. Too many things. Shirt, trouser. Okay. We could just go your shirt. To be a dress for us, so I think that's why it's expensive.
Your shirt, dress,
yeah.
It's okay. Okay, all
right. This has been great. I'm starting a good episode. Truly, I just really wanted to explore this fashion panel. Of course, get you know why is fashion this that and that. So, for probably to meet some good fashion members. As I was saying earlier, know your style. Understanding your style is very important. You also said something, Chika, that fashion is comfort. Whatever makes you comfortable, that's what you should choose. And then look for how to start it better, right? And then you talk about your color combinations and going out there to actually source it. Look at other people. Look at what other people are doing. And then, you know, don't just follow the trend. When you're looking at them, don't just follow the trend. Pick out the important stuff. I'm not saying you should know where it
But be comfortable wearing it.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, because with the way your corset, know your style. And if you know your style, you can dress better. And this goes for both male and female. And I think I'll just also close saying, pick out time and have people that can actually help you style. I think I met a stylist on Sunday, right? We had a conversation this year, and she said, like, that's what she does professionally. She's a stylist, so she helps people style themselves. Like she can literally just ask you for like a wardrobe, and then she helps you style it. Yeah, that's how to add an outline in fashion. I think there's something, yeah, you know, very interesting. Okay, this has been really interesting. I'm just going to take closing lines from the both of you. Based on everything I've said, I've given my opinion. I think everybody can benefit from all the tips and tricks from studying and all of those things to make sure they always come off looking good. I mean, guy, I still this stand for guys. But yeah, I'd like to take closing remarks from both of you. Based on the theme, fashion is a man's business. Closing speeches, what do you think?
Thank you.
I'll just go by saying this. Every dressing sends a message.
Mm.
However you show up. And to package your dressing so well, it's more like a business card. You have your card well written, and to envelope it such that they give you that attention by looking at the package, that is your smell.
Do you smell nice enough
for them to stay? Not just because you dress well, do you smell nice just for them to stay and, you know, take in all that fragrance and keep attending to you? Every dressing sends a message, but and package it well by smelling nice. So that's it.
That's it, fun.
Amazing. Check.
Okay. I just want to put in more effort. Like, efforts, not just grabbing something for your order, put an effort, think about it.
Yeah.
Discover styles yourself. And above all, make it a lifestyle. Make it something that when you do, you feel fulfilled.
Really?
Because you should feel great when people compliment you. I love your dressing. So I think you should put a lot of effort in doing that. And it's gonna make you more happier. And even if that's what you're known for, it's still a good thing. And someday you could even get
recommendations,
gigs to influence and all of that. So yeah, that's what happens.
And yeah, fashion is lifestyle.
Okay. Yeah. I like that line, fashion is lifestyle. I think I have some progress to do to my lifestyle. Yeah, this has been very interesting. Thank you so much for doing this with me. It has been a really enjoyable session. Thank you for the panelists. Thank you for agreeing to agree. I really enjoyed all the different sides to this particular subject matter, and I would say that's a wrap. Thank you.